A new study from Yale University concludes that white liberals actually make themselves appear less competent when interacting with African Americans. Connecticut Public Radio's Ray Hardman has more.
Listen to former President Bill Clinton's rather down-to-earth approach in this 2015 speech.
One of their representatives, he sort of manned up and told the truth. He said, "You got to understand," he said, "we're doing this not because we're racist. We're doing this because those folks don't vote for us. If they voted for us, we'd make it easier for them to vote." I mean, you got to like it when a guy's sticking it to you if he at least looks you in the eye and tells you the truth.
Clinton was speaking at an NAACP convention. The new Yale study looked at 25 years of speeches delivered by white presidential candidates to predominantly black audiences. The study found that much like Clinton's folksy delivery, liberal candidates tended to use words that downplayed their language competence. Cindy Dupree is an assistant professor of organizational behavior at Yale School of Management and author of the study.
For example, using the word good instead of the word exquisite. If you use the word good instead of the word exquisite, you're going to appear less competent.
The study also directed white subjects who identified as liberal to write emails or other correspondences to either a white or black person. Again, the tendency was for the white liberals to use words that downplayed their competence when communicating with a black person. So why are liberals engaging in what the study calls competence downshift? Dupree thinks it's a sympathetic but ultimately misguided effort to engage with African Americans.
It appears that white liberals who want to try to forge that connection, they unfortunately seem to be relying on stereotypes to do so. And these stereotypes still tend to depict racial minorities as being less competent than whites.
Dupree says the next step in her research is to figure out how black people perceive this downshift and whether they change their competence level when interacting with white people. The study is slated to be published soon in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology. Ray Hardman, Connecticut Public Radio.